Welcome to another episode of Tech Talks Unlocked, where we dive deep into the ever-evolving world of technology. I'm your host, and today we're exploring a fascinating topic in the Rust programming community, the Semver trick. If you're a developer or just someone interested in software design, you might find today's conversation both insightful and applicable. So, let's get started. The Semver trick refers to a unique method of managing breaking changes in a Rust library. Imagine you're part of a project with multiple dependencies that rely on each other. If one library undergoes a breaking change, it could send your project and many others into chaos as every dependent library scrambles to update. Sounds familiar, right? Well, the Semver trick offers a clever workaround to help avoid this hassle. Let's illustrate this with a little context from the Rust ecosystem. Back in 2015, the upgrade of a library called libc from version 0.1 to 0.2 sparked something known as the libc-pocalypse. That upgrade required many developers to coordinate across various libraries, and it was an exhausting ordeal. That's sort of a nightmare scenario for developers, where everything hinges on one central upgrade. Now, let's look at an example to clarify how the Semver trick works. Say we have a crate or library with two public types, cvoid and a constant called evifilt.aio. In our scenario, if a breaking change is introduced, say the constant AO needs a different type, we could publish this as a new major version. But this leads us back to dependency hell. A project that relies on this library might have to wait until all other dependent libraries are also updated before it can even upgrade itself. Here's where the Semver trick shines. After making that breaking change, you could release a minor version of the library that effectively re-exports the unchanged API from the newer version. This means that users can upgrade at their pace without introducing compile errors. They can take their time and only tackle the breaking changes when they're ready. Just imagine it like a traffic management system. Instead of everyone scrambling at once to make a turn at a busy intersection, the Semver trick directs each car to merge into traffic safely and smoothly. This greatly reduces the chaos and ensures that upgrades can happen seamlessly across software libraries. Of course, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. While it's great for managing certain types of changes, like breaking rarely used APIs, it doesn't solve every single issue related to dependency management. Adding methods to widely used traits or bumping the major version of a dependency, for instance, doesn't neatly fit into this trick. As we wrap up this episode, it's clear that the Semver trick is a creative strategy that can alleviate some pain points within the Rust community. It emphasizes the importance of forward-thinking design in software development, where planning for future compatibility can save a lot of headaches down the line. So, if you're working with libraries and managing dependencies, definitely consider how this method might apply to your projects. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talks Unlocked. I hope you found today's topic enlightening. Remember, technology is always evolving, and staying informed is key. Until next time, keep coding and see you in the next episode.